May we always feel the presence of Jesus in our lives. Amen. In just a little bit, Paige will receive the sacrament of baptism. And we'll make sure she doesn't miss her own baptism, so no rush. So the sacrament of baptism, an indissolvable bond between her and God. She must be a little nervous. She will be marked as God's beloved. She will be received into the body of Christ. She will be received into this community of faith. And once we become baptized, we will spend our lives reaffirming our baptismal covenants and living into the vows of our baptism. Our baptism and covenant become like a compass which directs us in how to live into our baptismal identity. And by being a part of a community of faith and worship, this bond is nurtured. And we strengthen our bonds to God and community when we participate in our Sunday worship and through the Eucharist and in serving others. Epiphany is a community rooted in the baptismal covenant, and we are a community that strives to always show our commitment to Christ through service. And we do this in how we care for each other. We do this in how we welcome guests. We do this through our outreach ministries. We take seriously our promise to help others and one another. And we believe that faith is one of the greatest gifts we have received in our lives, and that this is a great gift we can share with our children and offer to each other, which is to foster our faith. And Jesus' teachings and the church are meant to help us find answers to questions our children and we each will have about life, truth, and justice. Baptism will welcome Paige into this rich tradition of asking questions and building a relationship with God. And our community of faith, together with Paige's parents and godparents and family and friends and godparents, we all seek to ground her in faith and encourage her to learn from her community and how to care for others and for herself. And all of us are joined together in sustaining Paige's life and spirit, and to share with her our love and guidance. And in our gospel reading for today, we find Thomas, who discovers that the other disciples have seen Jesus. But Thomas, he can't believe it. He can't believe it's true unless he experiences Jesus for himself. And Thomas has the courage to voice his doubt, express his need to touch Jesus. And Thomas needs to be reassured that Jesus loves him by being able to touch and be touched by Jesus. Thomas is seeking. He's seeking the grace and love of Christ. We too seek Christ's grace and love to be touched by Jesus. Our Jesus who touches us by blessing us with the Holy Spirit, by blessing us through our baptisms. And baptism is the entryway into a community of faith that cherishes the bonds we make at each baptism. We promise to watch each child grow and mature. We promise to support each child's spiritual growth. We promise to support each child in their journey of faith. We promise to help each child live into the gifts God has given them. And we promise to watch each child grow to a young adult, watch them start families of their own, And at the very end of their lives, we promise to be there celebrating in lives well lived. Jesus is known, experienced, encountered in the midst of community. Let us now prepare to share our faith and love of Jesus with Paige.